We are joined by Jeff O'Brien, Attorney Jeff O'Brien. He just doesn't talk about law things. He talks about everything. We're going to do a little three and out, and he's got some thoughts as first in the three and out about how Mike Zimmer ruined this team all those years. Well, did he ruin it? I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
How different they looked from the Zimmer era. You know, at first, what caught me was, you know, they went for it on fourth and like one early on, which he would never do. He'd go try to kick a field goal and they'd probably miss it. But, you know, not only do they go for the first down, you know, Cousins threw into the end zone and hit Justin Jefferson for a touchdown. So they go to the end zone on fourth down early on.
Yeah.
They had the goal line stand, which, you know, huge. Zimmer's vaunted defense became like a turnstile in the later years.
Yeah.
That was really, I think, probably the crucial point of the game, because at that point, if Dylan punches into the end zone, you know, then it's a 7-7 game. But instead they went the other way, and that's, I think, when Greg Joseph got the first field goal, which you're already in shock because, you know, during the Zimmer era, Vikings kickers didn't make field goals all that much. They usually shanked them, and extra points were a question mark. So three field goals, including he had a career best 56-yarder. His previous was 55, you know, and they just, you know, I think I saw a quote from Thielen after the game that they were attacking all the time. They were more aggressive. You just had this feeling that they were more aggressive on offense. Cousins looked like a different quarterback. He looked like the guy that Rick Steele went out and paid all that money to, right?
He had time.
And you have to wonder, yeah, and you, so it's a, you know, we always, a lot of people question in the offseason why they were keeping Cousins, and I kept saying, I think the new GM and the new coach are seeing that there was something that Zimmer was doing wrong with him. And, you know, it's only one game, but it certainly looked different. Like that might be the case.
You know what?
Yesterday.
What was different yesterday from when Zimmer was here, Kevin O'Connell, what he did is he took the personnel he had and he fit his offense around that. You go back to Denny Green. Denny had an offense, and he tried to fit the players into it. And in a sense, these coordinators never got a chance for continuity with Zimmer, and he never let him run the offense. O'Connell ran the offense with the players he had, and he did a heck of a job with it. And that defense, very impressed by the play of the defense. And you know what was most impressive to me? Well, in the game, what Cousins did, but after the game, the guy suddenly has become a team leader. He gave game balls to the GM, Crazy Adolfo Mensa, and to Kevin O'Connell, but it's the way he did it. As a matter of fact, Jeff, I'm going to play that for people so if they didn't hear it.
You guys who have played in the league long enough know this, and I believe strongly everything rises and falls on leadership. Speed of the leader, speed of the team.
Yes, sir.
All right, these two guys are running this organization.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to go as far as they can take us.
Yeah.
All right?
All the way.
He wants to work. This was the first win. As these guys leading us, this is their first win.
Yep.
So game balls to both of you.
Yeah.
There we go. Bring it in, guys.
Number one. What a minute. What a minute.
See, hey, great team win, man. That was a team win all the way around, man. Let's go. Vikes on three. 1, 2, 3.
We never heard or saw that when Zimmer was coach because he would not let Kirk Cousins be the leader. Now, will it last?
Right.
That remains to be seen. We'll see. Now, let's shift gears now to your Tommies and Gophers. Big wins for both teams. Both of them D1 at different levels of D1, but that's it's a big weekend for both of your clubs.
Yeah, so, well, start with the Gophers. So they beat Western Illinois 62-10, and people will say, oh, it's Western Illinois, but it's like, if you go back historically with the Gophers, these were the teams, this was the type of game that they would, you know, barely win or maybe even lose. You remember the famous game during the Tim Brewster era when they lost to South Dakota State,
yep.
Right? This was, they came out, and, you know, there's been questions about Tanner Morgan. They came out, and they had 679 offensive yards, and I lost count of how many touchdowns, but it was a dominating victory for the Gophers. So, and they are apparently their only undefeated team in the Big Ten West after both Wisconsin and Iowa lost on Saturday. So a good start through two games for the Gophers. And the Tommies had another had a similar, not as big, but a similar big win for them. They won 32-3 against Michigan Tech, and they had some guys that were hurt. The defense did a really good job. So it's kind of funny, on the Gopher side, it was the offense that put on the big show. In it, with Tommies, it was the defense. So both the D1 schools had good weekends. So the Gophers are 2-0. Tommies are 1-1 right now.
Well, the one thing I will say is, and this Gopher team will be much better if Muhammad Ibrahim stays healthy. He is a terrific running back, and it was so sad what happened to him in last year's season opener. But if he's healthy, this team can really go places and could win the West. I don't think there's much doubt about that with the talent he has and the talent around him. All right, now the third one in the three and out is about auto racing.
Yeah, you know, I call this whole theme was there's, you know, there's sports life after the Twins season is over, and I think it's effectively over after this weekend. But you know, in the IndyCar series was their final weekend out at a very famous racetrack, Laguna Seca, out in Monterey, California. And Will Power, who, you know, the way that the IndyCar works, there's, you know, the championship, and so going into this weekend, there were five guys that could have won the championship, but it was a big thing that happened Saturday. During qualifying, Will Power won the pole, meaning he starts first in the order, and it tied a record, or it broke a record that Mario Andretti had set back 30 years ago. It was 1993 was his last pole. It was pretty cool because Mario was there because his son Michael is a team owner, and so Mario was at the track, and it was kind of a cool moment with him congratulating Will Power. And Will Power ended up winning the championship yesterday during the race. It was funny because he didn't win the race. He finished third. The guy who won is actually in a lawsuit with his team owner because he wanted to leave and he had signed a contract with another team. And the second, so he wins the race, but nobody cares because he's not the championship winner. And then the second guy, the second place, Joseph Newgarden, who, if everybody goes on YouTube, looks at Bus Bros, Newgarden has a hilarious video podcast he does with another driver. It is really funny. He started out 25th because he had a mishap in qualifying and ended up going all the way to second. It was a really fun race to watch. It's a really challenging track. So, you know, it's kind of like ABC Wild World of Sports in our household this weekend between college football, Vikings, the IndyCar, anything we could do to distract from what was going on at Target Field.
Hey, you know what? You want to get distracted? Watch season 5 of Cobra Kai. Pretty damn good. I power watched it on Friday. It's the best season, I think, of all. Every bad guy that was fought in Karate 1, 2, and 3, he came back and became allies. It's phenomenal. Anyway, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien, Attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break. The BS Show will be right back. Some more Vikings talk, of course.